Welcome back to Brain Dead. Last episode, we discussed people wearing the weirdest costumes for Halloween. I also told how I was motivated and how you guys motivate me and how my haunted house experience was with my friends. And make sure you check that out if you haven't. If you want to, you can follow me on Twitter at BrainDeadAnchor to get the latest updates on the episodes or where I'm going to post the episode or some sneak peeks if you're not a Brain Anchor listening and listening listener. As you know, I cannot speak, and I say that in almost every episode. And finally, favorite the station if you're on Anchor, if you're enjoying Brain Dead and the content on it. Okay, now let's ask for. I cannot speak. Enjoy the episode. As always in the episode, we always start off with the way not to go brain dead. And today's advice is, if someone makes a simple mistake in a relationship, don't break up with them. We have some of the weirdest and dumbest why reasons why people broke up with someone. All right, so the first reason is FIFA had just came out, and I genuinely forgot about her since we only had start just going out. So, FIFA is a soccer game. So, you're telling me that person spent a whole, I don't know how long, probably like a week on the game and forget you have a girlfriend. How do you forget you have a girlfriend? I know the game is a really good game, but how are you gonna forget that you had a girlfriend? You're like, oh, yes, soccer. You get a text from somebody. Oh, that broke up me. Oh my goodness, I'm about to make a goal. Yes, you know, like, hallelujah. I don't have to worry about her anymore. I can just play my game and things will be perfect. All right. Another reason is she spilled Diet Coke in my car. All right. So you broke up with her for spilling Diet Coke in your car. If you're gonna break up for someone with somebody for spilling Diet Coke in your car, it better be like a Ferrari or something, even though it's a dumb mistake, like a dumb, a really dumb, like a brain dead reason to break up with somebody. If you care that much about your car, it better not be this raggedy car. It has to be like a Ferrari or something like that, because I wouldn't break up with my girlfriend because of that. Okay. All right. Christmas and was. There goes my air freshener, as in every episode. All right. Christmas was coming and I did not want to want her to get her. But. Goodness, Christmas was coming and I did not want to give her a present. He was 13. So, oh my goodness, Christmas is coming. I gotta give her a present. Okay. Okay, I don't have anything. I have no money. My parents are not gonna give me money. I already asked my parents. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Okay, I'm just gonna break up with her. Here we go. Here we go. Okay, there's my presents. Here's my present. I'm sorry, but we can't go out anymore. And then Merry Christmas, you know. All right, he was my first kiss and I was socially awkward. I had to end it because she felt embarrassed. So just because you feel embarrassed, you have to end it. That means it wasn't a real relationship. How are you gonna go out with someone and be like, oh, I'm embarrassed to go out with them. I'm a break up with them because they were my first kiss and I'm kind of embarrassed. I'm just gonna break up with them. You know, what is that? All right. Here's another one. Her voice was so annoying, and when speaking, she placed emphasis on the weirdest parts of the sentence. So she'll be like, hi, baby, you want some headphones for some lotion? Because I have some lotion if you want to lotion your legs. You know, like, but she had an annoying voice of like, hey, baby, you want some lotion to lotion your legs, you know. I'm so childish, guys. I'm so sorry if your favorite tip my station thinking it was something else. Oh! Now we have number 14 on this list, and it's simply he didn't like Beyonce. So, you heard of Beyonce? Yeah, her new song that just came out. Beyonce who? Beyonce? Beyonce who? Beyonce. Beyonce? Beyonce? Who? Oh, her. I'm not a big fan of her. What? Okay. You said what? Repeat. What did you say? I don't think I heard that correctly. I'm not a big fan of Beyonce. Out. Get out, we're over. Come on, get your stuff. Get your stuff out the drawers. Bye bye. Have a great day. Okay. She called me bro. I ended it on the spot. What? Hey bro. No, it's over. Bye. No, out. Turn back around. You just came to my door. You knocked out. You was like, Hey, bro. No, turn around. Turn around. Bye. I'm not doing that. All right. One of her nipples was cockeyed. Threw me off. Okay. How you just gonna? So you just had to look. You were just staring at the nip. Her nipples. You're like, I'm sorry, but we really have to break up. I'm just. One of your nipples is just so cockeyed. It's just. I can't. I'm so sorry. Here. Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget your t-shirt. And then off they go. If you want to know more or read more, it's on people.com and the link will be on the station or whatever. If you're on Anchor, you'll be able to see it. So make sure you click on the link if you want to see more. And reminder, this is on people.com. All right. So I would break up with my girlfriend because she doesn't like Pop-Tarts. Everybody has those moments when they get embarrassed, but who remembers the first time they were embarrassed? Okay. So the first time I was embarrassed, it was in kindergarten. And we had field day. It was my first real field day ever. And so basically, we had field day. And we did not even know it was field day. So we came dressed down in our uniform because our schools have uniform in my school district. And we came in uniforms, wasn't even dressed down, wasn't even prepared for field day. But of course, I still participated in my events because I wasn't going to sit there and do nothing. And so field day was over. It was really fun. And so we come home, and my brother says, I think we have another field day tomorrow. And a grade, at least in my school, only has one field day. And how the school was doing it, everybody's grade field day was not the same day. Like, there was first grade field day, there was kindergarten field day, there was first grade field day. So the first day of field day would be kindergarten, first grade, and then the second day would be second grade, I mean, third grade and fourth grade. And so my brother must have somehow thought that third grade and fourth grade was him. I'm sorry if you heard my phone vibrate. And so this time we came prepared. Like, we had, so I could not go to sleep. It's like every time I tried to go to sleep, I couldn't. Like, I would just sit there and do nothing, watching TV, and then try to go to sleep and close my eyes. I could not go to sleep because I was so excited for field day. Because I already went through this fun activity today. I can't wait to do it again tomorrow. And so finally, it's time for field day. Well, it's the morning time, the day of field day. And so we went to the store, Walmart, not Spawn's. And we basically got everything we needed. We got a towel to sit on the grass because field day was, of course, outside. We got sunglasses. We got hats. Sorry, cannot speak as always. We got hats. We got book bags. I think it was new book bags just for it. And I was ready. You don't even know. We was ready. And so I still have the towel. Like, I use it for every field day, like, literally every field day after that. So my second grade field day, my third grade field day, my fourth grade field day, I use that towel because that's like memories, and I still have it. So I was ready, man. You don't even know how excited I was. I'm on the way there, and it doesn't take long enough to get there. Like, it took forever. And so we get into the front office, and my school wasn't a normal school. It was an outdoor school, so there'll be sidewalks to classrooms. And so my classroom was right across from the front office. So I'm getting signed in because, of course, we were late because we went shopping. And so the lady, the receptionist, or whoever was at the front knows that it's second grade field day. And she was signing, I mean, first grade, yeah, second and third grade field day, sorry. And she was signing in kindergartners. So she should have known that it wasn't our field day. She should have said something. Hey, today's not your field day. You're not dressed appropriately for today. So can you get changed and come back and I'll sign you in? No, she just said, okay, have a nice day. And we were walking to our classrooms, and my brother's classroom is all around, like all the way around the building from my classroom. But my classroom's right there, and the door was still open because it is morning time, and they have to wait until some time to close the door or whatever. And so I walk in, and I stopped at the green. I can remember. I was blue or green. I can't remember. It was a blue mat. It was a green mat. Yeah, it was a green mat, and it was right there, right in front of me. And I stepped right on it. And everybody was doing the work. And I walk in. Everybody. I mean, they're from doing the work to everybody looking at me. I promise you. And so I see everybody in there, like, all in uniform. So I'm in here with my book bag on my back, my towel across my shoulder, my sunglasses on, my hat on, and I had these shorts and my shirt, and it was just tennis shoes, and it was horrible. Everybody's looking at me in their uniform. Good thing is nobody laughed, But I was still embarrassed. And so the teacher said, today's not field day and stuff. So we said the Pledge of Allegiance and then we went back into, they called my parents and I got changed. So that's the good thing. I got changed and stuff. But like, goodness, at least tell me, man. Like I was mad at my brother. Like, I didn't trust my brother for the rest of the year or all my life with field days. You know, I kind of knew after that though, but that's the thing. Once you break my trust, it takes hard to build it back. But my brother always has trust. We have a good bond. But yeah. So that was my first time being embarrassed. So I'm surprised that I didn't freak out. Actually, I did freak out. It was just horrible. Okay. Field day. Yay. So that is a wrap for today's episode of Brain Dead. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did enjoy, make sure you favorite the station if you are an anchor. And make sure you follow me on Twitter at BraindeadAnchor. So I most likely will not have an episode out tomorrow because I have a competition to go to. And it's going to be pretty late by the time I'm getting home. And I don't think I'll have time to record it. And yesterday I didn't come up with an episode because I had a concert to do. And I honestly did not have time to record it. And Monday, it was cool and it's a Monday, you know, you can understand. All right. Bye, guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you favorite the station and follow me on Twitter at BraindeadAnchor, like I said. And if you're watching me or listening, sorry, to me on any other podcast platforms than Anchor, make sure you download the Anchor app so you can do all that extras like haul in and things like that. All right. Bye, guys.